This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration has a 15-year plan to come up with ways to measure the contributions of nature, the natural world, to the economy. A bird sanctuary and a wetland counts as nothing at the moment. Putting a road through it would be positive for GDP as we measure these things. A canopy of trees that cools an urban area counts for nothing. A strip mall in its place gets recorded as an asset. At the end of this long process, the Biden administration wants researchers and policymakers to have data and statistics to take those natural services into account. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Our traditional measures of economic activity are great at capturing market transactions, says Richard Reddy, an environmental economist with Montana State University. For example,
if I get in my car and drive down to Utah and go mountain biking,
then parts of that trip will be reflected in economic data.
If I spend some money on lodging, that gets counted.
Counted in quarterly GDP and consumer spending data and all kinds of other metrics you hear about on this show.
If I go to a restaurant, that gets counted. But the enjoyment I get from being out on the desert,
and the fact that that spending was because of the beautiful desert,
doesn't get counted as part of GDP.
But that doesn't mean it's not there, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't matter.
Sylvia Secchi is a professor of sustainability sciences at the University of Iowa. Aside from generating economic activity, she says healthy ecosystems can also do important work, like a forest that stores carbon or a wetland that purifies water.
By omitting these values from the economy, we are giving a false sense of growth and progress.
In other words, strong GDP growth doesn't necessarily account for the environmental costs of that growth.
You can't manage what you don't measure.
Nat Cohan heads up the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. He says the Biden administration's plan could help federal agencies make better decisions about regulating industry and protecting public lands.
We can put an economic value on the importance of clean drinking water, both in terms of how people value that, what they would be willing to pay,
but also in terms of the avoided costs, things you don't have to do if you just keep the water clean in the first place.
Installing municipal clean water systems, right, that have to filter it.
And Cohan says if we don't put a dollar value on ecosystem services, then their effective worth is zero. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.